With spring quarter approaching, Northwestern students have been tasked with registering for classes, a time that comes with stress, doubt, and dozens of emails sent to advisors. For both undergraduate and graduate students, registering for classes involves logging on to CSER, a platform dedicated to all technical needs. Many students, including Beenin's second-year master's student Josephine Stockwell, find CSER's user interface to be difficult to use.
I have so much trouble with CSER. I think it's a me problem. I don't know. But when I go into class search, just looking for a class, I put in the department. This is what it feels like. I know this can't possibly be the truth, but I put in the department. I'll unclick show open classes only. I'll click music grad or unclick that. And it's always just like zero results. And I feel like... I don't know how that always happens, but I have so much trouble.
Many undergraduates find CSER to be even more challenging when classes are full or waitlisted. Some believe that at registration time, drop-in advising or open office hours would be helpful in the event that hiccups do occur.
But I think it would be nice to be able to have advisors and some sort of like drop-in hours during registration rather than flooding their emails and waiting for them to get to yours.
According to Medill sophomore and photo editor at WNUR's media team, Joanne Hayner, this poses a problem for those who do not pre-register, a process only reserved for declared majors looking to take classes within their field. Pre-registration takes place a week before actual registration.
Everyone in Medill is a journalism major. So every journalism class you can register for in pre-registration. So you can't ever really wait for regular registration like you can do with other majors maybe or other schools, because all the Medill classes that are like focused in a special topic, it's pretty much like pre-registration or bust, I found.
Similar to Medill, McCormick School of Engineering's classes typically only attract students within the school itself. However, according to McCormick sophomore Ben Lankfer, getting into classes within his school is easier. The problem? Conflicting courses with those within NU's largest school, the Weinberg College of Arts and Sciences.
I feel like most people get into the classes they want, but it oftentimes results in conflicts with Weinberg, especially like Weinberg Sciences, which is the weirdest thing. Like some like I had a conflict with like freshman year with Chem 151 EA1, which are supposed to be like a third of all engineers had to take those two classes freshman year. And there was a conflict with the discussion section that they had to, ended up having to add a section of discussion to like do that accordingly. So it's interesting because we both schools will post their course catalogs and there's oftentimes just a lot of conflict.
Not all students at NU are on the same playing field when it comes to planning out their classes. Weinberg sophomore Lily Naveau, who requires extra time for exams due to reading difficulties, is able to register for classes the Friday before regular registration. Students at NU, like Naveau, who are in need of help in this arena, are accommodated by early registration.
So I already registered last Friday at like noon because that was my accessible NU like early registration time. And the way that works is like I still get pre-reg, but I mean I didn't use it because I'm not like I only need it for MMSS and like we're guaranteed all those classes. But the way that works is like everyone who has accommodations can register like the Friday before regular registration. Just because we have to like space out our classes enough in order to like be able to use accommodations without having to miss other classes.
NU's quarter system allows students to take more courses than typical semester schools, and the fast-paced nature of the system makes it easy to get done with classes one may not enjoy. But for some, A week where students can test run classes before finalizing them might be beneficial.
I know other schools do like more of a shopping cart period where you can sit in a class before you decide if you want to take it. But I think at Northwestern that's more difficult because we are on a quarter system. So whereas another school, you'll have a semester where you have literally like 4 months in a class, 4 or 5 months, I don't even know. Here it's kind of like, you know, you have a little bit less than 3 months in a class almost.
I have this new philosophy that I've been doing this year where I register for 5 classes and always drop one. Because then it's like, just lightens the load a little bit. So I like have my own shopping week that I do now, where like we'll go to like all 5 classes for like a week or two and then drop one.
Class registration will continue through this week. Because of the flexibility of the quarter system, not getting into preferred classes won't derail students like Linkfer too much.
I wouldn't call it detrimental because it's not a prereq for anything. It'd definitely just be helpful because there's a lot of classes similar to it that I have to take.
From Evanston, or whichever city you're in, this is Iris Swarthout, WNUR News.